Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we are taking your calls live on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As just mentioned, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We had a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast yesterday. I hosted Joe Dallas. We were talking about a miracle that was, well, tantamount to the parting of the Red Sea, AB 2943, not sent to the governor of California. This bill would have had dramatic and draconian implications for Christians, certainly Christians in the state of California. As always, the information that we talk about on the web, you can access at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The resource of the month, Paul, Apostle of Christ. It is a DVD that no Christian home ought to be without because it highlights persecution. And it is a very, very moving film, one of the best I have ever seen. And what I love about this is you see very clearly how the early Christian church was willing to face all of the indignities that one human being can foist upon another because they believed, they genuinely believed in resurrection. They knew that they would once again stand upon this earth in resurrected bodies with a resurrected Christ in a renewed universe. Again, Paul, Apostle of Christ, available for those who support the ministry. When you go to the website, you'll see other books that deal with persecution. We'll be talking about this month, also available for those who support the ministry. These resources, again, critical because we are facing persecution in both the East and the West. In the East, hard persecution. In other words, we're talking about places like the Levant where you have mass genocide against Christians, some of the earliest Christian communities being eradicated through persecution. In the West, you have a softer version of persecution. And Mary Eberstadt writes about that in a book that we have offered before, but it is available for your support. If you don't have it, you ought to read it. Dangerous to Believe. Again, you can find that book on the web at equip.org. Many, many people were calling in yesterday during the show as I was interviewing Joe Dallas. I want to get to a few of the questions that I didn't get to yesterday. One is from Kalina. She's from Blossom Valley, California. And again, sorry to make you wait during yesterday's show, but she was asking about Margaret Sanger. She was asking whether I could say anything about Margaret Sanger, and I think that it is appropriate to say something about Margaret Sanger because it seems politically correct and popular today to fund the organization that she founded, speaking, of course, of Planned Parenthood. And Margaret Sanger was a revolutionary who dubbed birth control the very pivot of civilization. In her view, birth control not only kept the unfit from infecting the fit with their unfit genes, but forged the human race a net increase, as she saw it, in IQ. Well, how is that? Well, through sex, Mankind, she said, may attain the great spiritual illumination that can transform this world. And in her worldview, the ideal is always sex without the attendant consequences of having babies. And therefore, same-sex sex is obviously an ideal. Sex, for Margaret Sanger, is the ultimate secret to eternal life. And in her Planned Parenthood world, the goal is to create a master race, a race of geniuses. That is accomplished through what she had a fixation about, eugenics. She envisioned a world that replaced Down syndrome babies with a master race of designer babies. That was her genetic paradise. Her theory of eugenics postulated that the best human beings were not breeding as rapidly as inferior ones, Jews and degenerates, feeble-minded. And so her plan was to identify those people and stop them from breeding through isolation in institutions or by sterilization. Well, quite obviously, her eugenic madness was out of control. And as horrible as it sounds to our ears, it was embraced nevertheless by cultural elites of the day. It is absolutely stunning to realize that support came from such heights as the President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. And research was funded in places like Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations. And you had the research actually carried out at universities like Stanford and Harvard and Yale and Princeton. And legislation promoting eugenics was unfortunately passed in blue states that ranged from New York to California. And this was even backed by the National Academy of Sciences, by the American Medical Association. In fact, those who resisted were considered backward and ignorant. And unfortunately, we are yet paying reparations for this horrendous, horrendous evil. And while we're doing that, societies are once again re-embracing eugenics. They're thinking about it as enlightened and as forward-thinking. I've spoken about this in the Bible Answer Man broadcast before. But in places like Iceland, which is touted as one of the brightest societies, they are now aborting almost a perfect 100% of all Down syndrome babies. So if you're asking about Margaret Sanger, I can sum her up in the moniker that ideas have consequences. And her ideas had enormous consequences for civilization in the past, and they continue to have enormous consequences for civilizations in the present. Today you see an outrage on Capitol Hill over anyone who would dare to tamper with such organizations as Planned Parenthood, who would even abide the notion of defunding such organizations, because abortion is thought to be hip. This is incredible. In an age of scientific enlightenment, in which we know, we have visual evidence that abortion is the painful killing of an innocent human being. And when I say painful, I mean painful. And when I say innocent, I mean that this is not a human being that deserves capital punishment. And yes, it is a human being. And the fact is now readily apparent. You can see it with your own eyes. You can certainly see it in depictions in which the baby parts are put together again. So yes, this is the painful killing of innocent human beings. And because the reality is so stark and so apparent, well, the debate is now shifting. People are saying, yes, these are human beings. However, they don't yet deserve the status of persons. We live in a time in which evil is rampant and truth is so obscure that unless you love truth, you cannot know it. When we come back from the break, I will be going to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. In the meantime, go to the web at equip.org and look for Paul the Apostle, available for those who support the ministry all this month, the month of September. Be right back.
This story offers hope and light in this present darkness. It's the story of how God changed a hateful man who then changed the world. This is the story of Paul, Apostle of Christ, transported from Scripture to the screen as a major motion picture, now available on DVD. To receive your DVD of Paul, Apostle of Christ, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically subjugated under the Islamic way. In Crucified Again, exposing Islam's new war on Christians, Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Ibrahim explains that if the mainstream media were to report honestly on the persecution of Christians under Islam, the obvious implications that Islam is dangerously hostile to all non-Muslims would be inescapable. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. My faith versus my job. My faith versus my social standing. My faith versus my future. For more and more Christians, notes Mary Eberstadt, such either-or thought experiments aren't theoretical exercises. They are constant real-life companions. Houston pastors were subpoenaed to turn over any sermons mentioning gender identity or the mayor. A U.S. Marine in North Carolina was court-martialed, discharged, and denied military benefits for posting on her office computer, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." The Christian Research Institute is here to equip you to act against the growing secular onslaught. Read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for your support. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and back to our phone callers, or to our first live caller today, Tricia, listening in Flint, Michigan, on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you. I've been listening for a couple of years, and this is the first time I've got to call you.
Well, it's great to talk to you as well.
Yeah, I know that most of us are familiar with the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction. As I was reading over that the other day, I found something very curious about it, and I was wondering if you might have some insight. When the angels went in to rescue Lot, who was considered a righteous man, which is why they were going to rescue him, he offered up his daughters instead of the angels to all the men of the town. I'm just curious why you think he might have done that.
Yeah, it is unthinkable. But imagine that you are, and I'm not justifying this in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like in the presence of angels. These angels taking on human form. And so these angels are what are known as angelophanies, the appearances of angels in human form, but they must have been majestic beings. And here you have these majestic beings, probably in the presence of human beings that can't imagine what it would be like to be like one of these angels, and the men of Sodom want to have sex with them. And so Lot does the unthinkable. He offers his daughters, and it shows that he was a carnal and sinful person in a carnal and sinful place. He had not become a change agent in that place, but he had become a microcosm of that place. And by the way, this is true with his daughters as well, because later on in the narrative, remember, the daughters conspire to get their father drunk to sleep with him. So there's a whole lot of wart, mole, and wrinkle that is shown in the Bible to let us know just how depraved humanity can become. Left to our own devices, we are depraved human beings. The depth of our depravity, hard to imagine, but yet, again, the Bible never tries to sugarcoat any of this. It shows humanity in a real perspective rather than an airbrushed perspective. And yet, having said all of that, I agree with your consternation. It is unthinkable.
Right. That's what I was thinking. It just I would never do that if it was my daughter, but then again, I've never been in the presence of an angel like that either.
Well, and hopefully you are redeemed by the presence of the Lamb, and therefore, rather than being, again, as I was just pointing out, a microcosm of the culture, you and change are in distinction are a change agent in the culture.
Right, absolutely.
Bless you, Tricia. Thanks for your call. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John in Pace, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank. Give me a call.
You're welcome.
The reason I'm calling, it pertains to your statements on Planned Parenthood, abortion in general. About 4 years ago, I'm 66 years old, and about 4 years old, 4 years ago, I discovered that I'm a rape baby. And that's had a lot of that has had much implication in my own life personally. I am extremely pro-life. I'm a volunteer with a women's pregnancy medical center in the Practical Fatherhood program, and so I'm on board totally with the life issue. The reason I called is to express my extreme frustration at so much of the pro-life community that fails to understand the value of life, no matter how it was conceived. you hear all the time, I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life, except in the case of rape and incest. And I think it's mostly just ignorance, not to mention, you know, understanding that how the baby has been conceived was out of a very an extremely adverse in an extremely adverse situation. So I just wanted to hear your comments on that.
Yeah, let me make a few comments about that, and thank you for your openness. And I think your position obviously is well warranted, and you are an example of every life being worthwhile. You never obviate the real pain of rape or incest by compounding that pain or incest with murder of an innocent preborn child. In other words, what I'm saying, and I think you're affirming, is two wrongs do not make a right. The very thing that makes rape evil also makes abortion evil. Because in both cases, an innocent human being is brutally dehumanized. So the real question that we have to address, and again, you alluded to this, is whether abortion is the murder of an innocent human being. And if it is, it ought to be avoided at all costs. And in our age of scientific enlightenment, we now know that the embryo, even at its earliest stage, fulfills the criteria that is needed to establish the existence of biological life. I mean, you have metabolism, you have development, you have the ability to react to stimuli, you have cell reproduction. And therefore, a zygote is a living human being. It's demonstrated by its distinct genetic code. And we know that human personhood does not depend on size. It doesn't depend on location, in or out of the womb, or level of dependence, for that matter. And therefore, abortion should be avoided even in cases of rape and incest. And let me say one other thing, and that is it's important to note that the incidence of pregnancy as a result of rape is brought up many, many times, but the numbers are never given. This is very, very rare. In fact, studies tell us that approximately 1% to about 4% of rapes result in pregnancy. And this lobbying for abortion on the basis of rape and incest is kind of like lobbying for the removal of red lights because you might have to run one in order to rescue someone who's about to commit suicide. If we had legislation restricting abortion to pregnancies resulting only from rape and incest, we would save the vast majority of approximately 1 million preborn babies who are dying annually in the U.S. alone through abortion. So, yeah, I think the bottom line of all that I'm saying is that the thing that makes a rape wrong is the same thing that makes abortion wrong, and two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, thank you. One last question. I want to know if you would give me permission to mention a website that does address the very issue that we're talking about on rape and incest. It's a Christian organization based in Texas that is very, very solid.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's Choices, the number 4, forlife.org.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, and may God bless you and continue to use your very valuable life for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom.
Blessing to you too, Hank. Thank you.
You got it. No more calls for today because we only have time for the quote of the day. It's by Sarah Irving Stonebreaker, a senior lecturer with tenure in modern European history at Western Sydney University in Australia. This is from her article, How Oxford and Peter Singer Drove Me from Atheism to Jesus. By the way, Peter Singer believing that as an ethicist, we ought to not only permit abortion, but we ought to permit infanticide. So in other words, let's wait 3 days after birth to see if we really want the baby. But this is what Sarah Irving Stonebreaker had to say, Christianity was, to my surprise, radical, far more radical than the leftist ideologies with which I had previously been enamored. The love of God was anything unlike anything which I expected, or of which I could make sense in becoming fully human. In Jesus, God behaved decidedly unlike a God. Why deign to walk through death's dark valley or hold the weeping limbs of lepers if you are God? Why submit to humiliation and death on a cross in order to save those who hate you? God suffered punishment in our place because of a radical love. This sacrificial love is utterly opposed to the individualism, consumerism, exploitation, and objectification of our culture. With that, we close this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So long for now.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you Paul, Apostle of Christ on DVD. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically subjugated under the Islamic way. In Crucified Again, exposing Islam's new war on Christians, Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Ibrahim explains that if the mainstream media were to report honestly on the persecution of Christians under Islam, the obvious implications that Islam is dangerously hostile to all non-Muslims would be inescapable. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org.